Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a woman and a police officer. First, look at questions 1 to 5. For each of the questions, 4 alternatives are given. Decide which of the alternatives, A, B, C, or D, best fits what you hear on the tape and circle the appropriate letter. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to the example will be played first.
Good evening, City Police Station. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'd like to report a stolen briefcase, please.
Just a minute and I'll put you through.
The woman says she wants to report a stolen briefcase, so A has been circled. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Now listen carefully to the first part of the conversation, and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good evening, City Police Station. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'd like to report a stolen briefcase, please.
Just a minute and I'll put you through.
Lost property. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. I've had my briefcase stolen.
Okay, I'll take some details. Tell me what it looks like, first of all.
Well, it's a soft leather one, you know, not a heavy box type like a man's.
And how does it close?
It's got buckles at the front, 2 of them. They're gold-plated ones.
Fine. Was it locked?
No, I'm afraid not.
Never mind. Any distinguishing features?
Pardon?
Any marks or badges on it that make it stand out?
Only the brand name.
And where's that?
It's on the back, at the bottom, in the left-hand corner. It's saggy. Oh, and there's a scratch. It's quite bad, but small. Directly above the brand name. I did it recently, putting it on my bike.
I've got that. So, what did you have inside the briefcase?
Well, all my papers from college. It's so frustrating, but thank goodness for computers. I haven't lost them completely.
Yes, you're lucky.
I had my wallet in my pocket, so I didn't lose that. But there were also my pens, which I got for my birthday, and a novel I was planning to read on the train.
Right. Where exactly did you lose the briefcase?
Well, I couldn't believe it. I was standing on the platform. It was right next to me.
You were holding it?
I'd just put it down on the floor, but I could almost feel it beside me. I was watching for my train because sometimes it comes early, and then next time I looked, my briefcase wasn't there.
And what time was this?
It must have been about 5:20. No, a bit later. I'd say 5:30, because it was just getting crowded, and the train normally comes at about 5:25.
Before they continue their conversation, look at questions 6 to 10. As you listen to the rest of the conversation, complete the form by filling in the numbered spaces 6 to 10.
Right. If you'll just give me some personal details.
Yes.
What name is it?
I'm Mary Prescott.
Can you spell that?
Yes, it's P-R-E-S-C-O-T-T. E-S-C-O-T-T.
And your address?
Flat 2, 41 Fountain Road, Canterbury.
Fountain Road?
Yes, number 41.
And have you got a contact telephone number?
Yes, it's 752239.
752239. Fine. One last question. What would you say the value of your briefcase is?
Including the contents?
Yes. Just a rough estimate is fine.
Oh, I'm not sure. Well, the briefcase itself is quite new. I bought it last month for £40. I suppose about £65. The contents are worth about £20 or £25 at least.
That's fine. Well, if you could come down to the station tomorrow, you can sign this form and have a look at what we've got here.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Goodbye.
That is the end of section 1.